Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. You're going to be glad you did because our good buddy, Gerald Celente, is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Gerald has been a member of my brain trust for a long time. I'm going to look it up right here. And Gerald Celente, since 98, next May, Gerald and I will celebrate our 10th year together with him being a member of our brain trust. Gerald is, ladies and gentlemen, one of the top futurists, one of the top visionaries. He's been predicting many of the things he predicted in the 90s that we told you about in the 90s on this show that he predicted have come to pass. He is wicked, scary, smart, and prescient in his perspectives in the future. And he's a pretty cool guy, too. He's the author of Trends 2000. He's got an outstanding quarterly trend journal that he publishes. And he's also the author of another cool book that's a little bit different called What ZZ Gave Honey Boy. And he's our good friend, Gerald. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. One thing you didn't predict, Gerald, was that my radio show would be around 10 years. I think you missed that one, didn't you?
Well, I knew it would be on for more than 10 years with a guy like you doing the show. You were only going to have success. I remember when you began, and I remember the zeal and the forward-thinking attitude you have. And no, it was an easy one to forecast.
Well, it was all because all this has happened because I read your Trends Journal every quarter, and it keeps me straight and makes sure I make the right decisions. Gerald, what do you see for us in the future? What do you got coming up in the future?
You know, I've been on your show a lot of years, and as you mentioned, and you get our Trends Journal, and you know, we've been calling the shots before they're fired, and
right.
We're very concerned about what's going on. It should be the headline news. And the United States is getting killed, and it's hardly news. It's at $1.48. When I was in Italy, when the currency actually became exchangeable in 2002, I could buy 1 euro for 86 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we watch these markets all the time. You know, it went from 146 euros to 148 euros without ever touching 147. I mean, mm-hmm. This thing is
I was in Italy 4 years ago, and the dollar was on par with the euro.
Okay, so yeah. So we keep seeing the erosion.
And it was 1.6 against the. Against the pound, the British pound, and today it's over two.
It's over two.
Yeah.
So what this is saying, the whole world is losing faith in America, and when you look, we have a $9 trillion debt, we have a $2 trillion wars, and when you look at public, private, and corporate debt and put them together. You have the debt level is over 200 times the GDP in the U.S. Those are levels.
But don't you also have to look, though, Gerald?
Those are levels worse than the Great Depression.
But don't you also have to look at? I mean, one of the things I think that maybe some people misunderstand. Don't we also have to look at our assets? I mean, when a business is evaluating its strength, it doesn't just look at debt and revenue. It also looks at assets.
The world is looking at the asset, and they're voting it down with their putting their money where their mouth is. And you ask me what's serious, and that's to us is the most serious thing that's going on because. You can see also the loss of faith in the U.S., and you know that we've been on this right from the beginning, is what the price of gold is.
Yeah.
And right now, the price of gold is what? It's over $800 an
yep.
ounce. You know,
I saw something, and I thought about that today because I knew that you were going to talk about gold. You always do, and you hit it right on the money on gold. I mean, I'm not going to say that your prediction on gold wasn't right on, because it was. But here's something to think about with regard to how scary it should be. I saw a chart the other day that showed that in current dollars, for gold to be at its high, it would need to be at $1,400.
And no, well, actually, there are other charts that show, you know, gold at 875 is when it hit the high. We're talking about almost 2,000, and it's going. We believe it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And
hold
so
on
anyway,
to that. Hold on to that thought,
we're very,
Gerald.
We're
gotta
very
take,
concerned.
I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get Gerald to help us put some of these predictions into terms that you and I can use in our small business. But I'm also going to ask, see if I can squeeze some good news out of him for the future. That's going to be a little hard, folks. 22, but I think I'm up to it. Stay with us.
Through this world, nothing can stop but Jupiter. And you.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Gerald Celente, our futurist in the Brain Trust. He is the author of Trends 2000, and his website is trendsresearch.com. Is that right, Gerald?
That's it.
I always like telling people about that. And Gerald, we were talking before we went to the break. We were starting to get uplifted here a little bit, and you and I were agreeing that the United States is the country to lead this planet Earth out of the dark ages. But I'm going to make one statement. I'll let you pick up on it. If the marketplace is allowed to do it, it will happen. It will happen fast. It'll roll like a snowball once it picks up speed, and it will happen in a quality way that will blow everybody's mind away. If the government gets in front of this before and prevents the market from flexing the way it knows how to do, the way it can do, and let the markets do it what they do, if the government gets involved, we're screwed.
Well, you know, it's more than that. It's the government is, that's the one of the major reasons. With, I'm Italian. I heard mafia stories all my life. You know, I hate that stuff. You want to look at the mafia, you have the Wall Street Washington mafia. And if anybody doesn't get it yet, you have two families, you know, the Clintons and the Bushes, that have been running the show for 20 years. And if the polls are right, it's going to be 24. Look at what's going on and who's leading. We have a do-nothing Congress, a know-nothing president, and wannabes in waiting that lack the credentials, the competence, the character, and the courage to lead this country in a direction we have to go.
As the presidential process has become a beauty contest, hasn't it?
What beauty contest? They say that politics is show business for ugly people. You know, that's the beauty contest. You look at this. I mean, you couldn't make up a funnier clowns than these people.
You're talking about the Republican and Democrat candidates.
These presidential candidates. What a joke. I mean, there's not one that could lead me across the street, and they're going to lead the country. One of the great things of them starting this campaign so early is we get to see who they are. And you got it, folks. They're not going to get better than that. It's a one-act show.
Folks, there are some people who are on my show, and I have to work really hard to get them out of their shell. Gerald is not one of those guys. So, okay, Gerald, let's leave everybody on a really positive note. What do you see that you're excited about for the future?
Well, the alternative energy, new direction. You know what? I'll tell you, Jim, the bottom line is we have to reestablish morality. You know, we have to start doing because what I'm talking about, the flip side is
we got to get Brittany and OJ off the air then.
Oh, what crap! My God! You know, and by the way, people in these kind of times when people become desperate, you're going to see every con game that you could never even dream about is going to come down the line. So we need to demand. I came back from New Zealand last year. There's a nation where they demand morality. There's no dirty business going on. If you do, you're thrown out of the system. And that's what we need here. No more dirty business. People complain about the subprime issue. You look at these deals that are being done on the top with no money down and tens of billions of dollars of deals put together.
Even though we've known we've had quality best banking practices, mortgage practices that have been tried and true and established for years. We've had those all along, and then they just completely disregarded them.
Exactly, and again, this thing is going to topple from the top.
But Gerald, all right, look, I got a minute and a half. I need something positive out of you. Give me something good.
Well, again, you know, life is going to go on. So when we're talking about, you look at oil, you look at the changes, buy local. You're going to see more local home, more towns with the old hometown flavor.
Good for small business.
Well, again, you know, the farmer, the makings of any manufacturers of any kind of products, people are going to be made in USA, built in USA, USA. There's going to be a whole new push to buy and take care of our own. And, if you know, we have a country of 300 million people. That's a lot of business.
But
to
we
do.
Still have to trade. We got to have trade.
This is not about free trade. This is about exploiting foreign labor at pennies per hour. You know, this isn't free. You know, there's two very different things.
I said trade. I said trade. You said
push.
Free trade.
What's that?
I said trade. You said free trade.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. This isn't free trade. What's going on? They're giving the store away. You're going to see a Made in America push, Jim. It's going to be one of our top trends for 2008.
I don't disagree with you. I like that too, because I think that whole overarching theme is going to be really good news for small business owners. But we've got to get our heads out of the 20th century into the 21st century. And one of the ways you can do that, folks, is to read what Gerald Celente has to say. Hey, Gerald, thank you for being here. Good job. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, thank you.
We'll see you next time. Gerald Celente, ladies and gentlemen, check it out at trendsresearch.com. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes. Small business owners, this is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.